it's time for Measure Twice.
Hello, welcome to Measure Twice. I'm Rob Perugini, along with Chris Kramer from C. Kramer Interiors and Joel Graber from Graber Custom Remodeling. This is the show that helps you envision your home's potential, and you're listening to us on Michiana's News Talk 95.3 MNC. We are brought to you in part by Leatherman Supply. Everything windows, doors, cabinets, and countertops, with the showroom now open in Granger, right next to C. Kramer Interiors and Hoosier Hardwood Floors. Michiana's trusted and valued experts on hardwood floors. You can visit them at HoosierHardwoodFloors.com. This is like a big day for us because we're breathing. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Hey.
It marks, like, I don't know, you know, the in like a lion, out like a lamb type thing. I feel like in our neck of the woods, when the weather turns just a little bit and you get home from work and it's still light out,
It's something.
Yeah, spring's eternal, if you will.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Chris is looking at me very skeptically. He's like, nah.
He's thinking about all the stuff he's going to have to do around his house.
I know, that's exactly. I've already started.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I was thinking, sun's out, get home from work.
Guns out.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Better than buns out, I guess.
That's Chris's... That's a t-shirt. They were making that. That's going to be our first Measure Twice t-shirt. Sun's out, buns out. Measure Twice. You've had it, if you want to order that, contact Joel at Graber Custom Remodeling.
There you go.
We'll make that happen. That's what you think about, though, isn't it?
Yep.
Chris? That was the look.
Yep,
I saw the look.
I'm thinking, man, I've already started weeding.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
They've poked their little...
Oh, man, they're aggressive this year.
Yeah, I've noticed that there's a lot more squirrels, like, and like things are out like early. I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know if that means more mosquitoes, more weeds,
more mosquitoes.
We've only had that 2 weeks of cold, but
it also depends on how much moisture we have.
Oh, that's true. Over too. The dry, yeah.
Well, we haven't had our Noah's Ark moment yet.
No,
but we will. But close. But
yeah, well, yesterday was pretty heavy.
Yeah. I feel like the spring always causes like change. And we've talked about last week, like, oh, if you want stuff done in the spring, make sure you're thinking about it in the fall. You know?
Yep.
But it's too late now. Things are moving, right? You guys are moving right along with projects and stuff like that. And I'd seen something really strange. It was just a program I clearly... you know, Home Improvement TV is testing, right? And it was the rearrangement of a house. Like, you go into a house and they take the kitchen and put it in the basement, or, you know, like, rearrange it. But it got me thinking, you know, growing up where I grew up in a resort town, very common to have a kitchen like on the third floor and the bedrooms on like first, second. I mean, it's very common. So your living area is like up top, the highest point in the house.
Were you for the view? Or?
Yeah. I mean, almost exclusively for the view. I would, you know, because you're up above and you can look out or what have you. And it's cooler up there. So if you open the windows, you know, because they're kind of packed in where I'm from.
Right.
And I was visiting South Haven, reminds me a lot of South Haven, Michigan. Is they all there? Everything was like packed in, you know, mm-hmm. Like all the houses real close together.
Your land is a premium.
Yeah, for real. But if it's got to, like, if you're building or remodeling, it kind of shakes things up, doesn't it? Like, if you have a kitchen on the third floor, what are you trying to, what changes? Like, what else, what do you have to rethink? Do you need like pumps to get water up there? And like, you know,
No, I mean, that stuff's already there. You have your pumps and your bladder tanks and things that create the pressure that you would need. So that's...
Sounds like me.
Yeah.
My 65-year-old bladder just sounds...
Not much of a tank anymore.
Not much. You got that right. Oh, it leaks a lot.
My goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it all depends.
We've turned into a medical show all of a sudden. Wow. Okay.
I mean, there's not much. I mean, you're just putting it on the third floor. just getting it up there.
So the, logistically, you don't have to deal with
much. Yeah, I mean, it's getting your plumbing up there, you know, and
what was that?
Do you have elevator? Do they have elevators?
Yeah. Real common.
How do they get their appliances up? Do they crane them, walk them?
Well, so elevators when I was growing up were not very common because they were
expensive.
Super expensive, but I think
still are.
They are expensive, but not even close like to what they used to be. They used to crane them. As a matter of fact, if I recall correctly, and I'm picturing it in my mind, it's specific kind of ladder truck for it, for an appliance. And it was like a box with only two sides on it. And then put the, like whatever it is in it, strap it around. And then it was very intricate. Like it could go right through a window. That's why you would see huge windows up on top, like mm-hmm. almost like very, you're like, wow, all these homes have these big windows. And it's because appliances were going,
appliances
we're going
there.
Through there.
Even countertops because
yeah,
if you have large islands and if you don't want to seam, you can't put a countertop in an elevator. It won't fit.
No,
you have to crane it.
Very
or seam it.
Very, very big business is the crane business on the East Coast because they're from sheetrock, even sheetrock.
Oh, that's true too.
they're 16-foot sheets of sheetrock going up through a window.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you can see if you were to drive there now with this in mind, you look around and be like, wow, there are a lot of. Strangely enough, there are a lot of
elevators.
No, big windows.
Oh.
Like on the street, though. You know, like so the bay or the ocean might be on either side of the house, but there's still a huge window with really no view. Because that's the thing. Unless they're right on the beach, and then you know.
So the third floor is the whole living space. That's your living room, dining room, kitchen. Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. And then below that. Is
master suite.
Yeah. That's how at least 50% of the new homes are designed that way. That are regular homes. I'm not talking about like palatial mansions on
I'm also around here we have like the condos that are three levels and the middle floor is your living space. Bedrooms are on the third floor, middle living, and then first floor is garage and something like Notre Dame has a lot of the Eddy Street has a lot of those condos that are townhouses that are three levels.
Yeah. Which kitchen, dining room are your main level?
That's the second floor.
And then, so you're talking about the ones that are like kind of behind the hotel, like in that.
Right. Area? In the front, they line Angela. And then those, and then they go back.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Those are all on three levels.
And so they're the garage is considered.
The ground floor.
Is all utilities. All utilities.
There is a bedroom or a den or an office, whatever you want it to be on the main level. Then you go up to the second floor. That's your kitchen, dining, living.
And then the
private. Third floor is the
That's why you asked if there's an elevator, because like, how do you bypass the bedrooms? Is that what you were getting? Like, so
no,
they're
it's
kind
just
of private?
Up and downstairs. And how do you get things up and down? Because it's not that easy.
Lots of elevators. But at Notre Dame, it sounds very similar, but if they had, it would be similar if those things were on the top floor.
Yeah, except we don't have the views.
Right.
So.
Right. And I think that's the key, or the breeze that you want to catch.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point too, because you can catch it higher.
And well, you're also thinking about how you're using that, the space, like the people buying the places at Notre Dame are there typically for sporting events.
Mm-hmm. Sporting events, a lot of them are involved in committees and have meetings throughout the year, so they're here several times a year.
Right, right. They're active in the university.
Yes.
It's funny you mention that because it was for another thing that I'm involved with. Somebody had mentioned that. I was like, why do they have a house here? Like, why on earth, you know, of all the places you can have a vacation home, right? and it's because they're on projects like I don't know the term for it, but it's like ongoing projects at Notre Dame that some are business, some are developing the schools,
mm-hmm.
some are
mm-hmm.
what have you, and they meet monthly or
several times throughout the year. So it's not just a football weekend
right.
retreat. It's actually they're here for throughout the year for meetings and
enough that it warrants to be here. Yeah. And you're right. They're here, but generally, we can say that they're, you know, if you're here for sporting events and things like that, you need bedrooms is what you need. And it's no different than growing up in a shore community. You need bedrooms there too. Like you go in and it's like, these bedrooms they're packing them in. And your living area is not very big.
Yeah.
But I would imagine in Notre Dame, your living area might be a little bit bigger.
Yeah, well, probably because they do more entertaining.
When we come back, let's slice and dice that. You're listening to Measure Twice. Welcome back to Measure Twice. I'm Rob Perugini, along with Joel Graber from Graber Customer Modeling. There's a D in there.
Yep.
Custom Remodeling. And Chris Kramer from C. Kramer Interiors. You are listening to the show that helps you envision your home's potential, and you're listening to us on Michiana's News Talk 95.3 MNC. We are brought to you in part by Leatherman Supply. Everything windows, doors, cabinets, and countertops, with the showroom now open in Granger next to C. Kramer Interiors and Hoosier Hardwood Floors. Michiana's trusted and valued experts on hardwood floors. You can visit them at HoosierHardwoodFloors.com. We're talking about configurations of your house and the idea that some houses are not built quote unquote normally. They're built functionally. Not built. I don't mean built. Laid out. Is that a better term? Like they're laid out. They're all built pretty much to code, let's hope. But for example, that was my phone falling. For example, having your living area on the third floor and bedrooms and everything else lower. We were talking about Notre Dame. The condos there kind of have the middle living, right? They're the den and the living area is in the middle. The bedrooms are up top. But what problems that poses, right? Is how do you get your stuff in there? You know, like there's a reason I think why houses used to be built with your living area on the ground floor, you know, and everything up, right? Wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah.
Because it was easier to, there's more stuff that you need for the living area, right? You don't need a lot of stuff for a bedroom.
Yeah, bedrooms are, well, especially back in the, well, it's kind of that way again. I mean, they're for sleeping basically.
Well, and you want a separation of space. You want, you know, your bedrooms are more of a private space, so you don't want them necessarily off of living space.
Or where everybody's walking through.
One of the things that just me personally, if I'm looking at a floor plan and there's a bedroom off a living room and the door's in the living room to the bedroom, nope.
That's not a good thing.
Nope, not a good thing. Nope. Got to figure out how to shift that around so you have some privacy. Because I wouldn't want to sit in my living room and with the bedroom door open and see the bedroom.
Right.
There's not enough separation.
No, and you know what? Come to think of it, in my house, our bedroom's off the living room, but you can't see the door because there's an alcove built in that...
to give you separation of space.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool, a little feature of the house, like a little place where you can, it's decorative or, you know, like it really is cool. But yeah, you don't want that. You don't want, like, for so many reasons, even a bathroom, you don't want to like have a bathroom door necessarily open to the living room right?
I've been in houses where they took a closet in the living room and turned it into a powder room. So you're
right there.
You're right there. And just what you want to be right there.
I didn't notice everybody. Did you see the person on TV step on a duck? I didn't see that.
Did you hear the thing?
Yeah. These are things that you don't realize until you realize them.
Yes.
You know.
It sounded like a good idea at the time.
No, that's all I can hear.
That's right.
Every
time you flush, the TV goes off. I don't know.
And actually, just to recap, you know, if you're in a home and that's what you have, I mean, that's what you have.
Right.
I don't know how you...
undo it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Could you put a door... you'd have to have something on the other side.
The homeowner doesn't even think about it, but it's just something that you react to as coming into the house for a first time. It's like, oh, I don't think I'd like that.
Yeah, now I'm hoping we injected that into people's minds, like when they're looking at a house, like notice that, because, you know, 5 years from now, it might be something.
I was watching this program. It was called Renovating Charleston.
Okay.
And this guy buys these homes that he calls them pig's ears, but they're houses that are slated for, that are condemned. And literally, they're just like ruins, but he buys those and he repurposes or remodels them. And one of them, he took the dining room and made it the kitchen, and took the old kitchen and made it into a sunroom because it was on the back of the house.
Right.
So he completely reconfigured the interior. And I'm watching this going, oh, I wonder how that's going to look or how that's going to function with the flow of the house. It was absolutely brilliant when it was done.
Right. And that's kind of what we're talking about. You know, the reconfiguration, it's not just remodeling, right, Joel? Like, you're not just remodeling something. Generally, you know, there are cases where you just are, but
right, yeah.
Sometimes you're reconfiguring, like rethinking.
Right.
And most of what we do today isn't necessarily as extreme as that, because then when you're buying something that's a ruin, you can pretty much do anything you want. But what we end up doing most of the time is taking out walls to enlarge a space, stealing closet space to make a bathroom bigger, or things of that nature. So that's how we basically reconfigure.
Right.
Today. Yeah, you're changing up the footprint.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily as drastic as, well, the kitchen is, you know, on the other side of the house now.
But sometimes it's necessary.
Sometimes it might make sense.
Right. Because everything has to flow. You want a good flow in the house. In other words, if you have an awkward space that interrupts the flow of the house, then maybe that's the time to think about how I can repurpose or how I can remove things around, shift things around to make this more functional.
Architecturally
first, functional.
Yeah. First, and then you can, you know, also have a flow messed up by how you have your furniture or whatever you have in the house. But architecturally, sometimes when they built the house, it was one thing. And then later on, technology, life changes, you know, whatever's in style, whatever changes. And then now, you know, I would think in Charleston, if they're putting a sunroom back there, it was hot.
Yeah, this house was built in 1895.
Okay.
They built a kitchen on the back of the house. And anyway, I think it was a porch. And they enclosed the porch and made it the kitchen.
Oh, I see.
So they got rid of that. And I mean, when they were done with this house, it was like incredible. It was beautiful.
They didn't move the kitchen like 10 rooms over. They kind of just...
They just moved it from the porch and took the dining room.
So they weren't taking plumbing and
oh, yeah, they were.
Oh, they would have had to move the plumbing.
Yeah, they had to move everything.
Mm. No, probably not a basement in Charleston either.
No, this was on, it was on
pillars.
Oh. If you're in Charleston, you want pillars.
Yeah, that's what they said. That's why the house lasted so long.
There's a funny story. My family, my in-laws were going to buy a house in that area. And they were nearer the ocean. And my father-in-law said, we can't live here. And my mother-in-law was like, what do you mean? It's beautiful. And he said, I have to look up at the ocean. I'm not living here. You know, like, eventually the ocean's coming.
That's right.
It does what it wants. And so pillars are kind of we don't see pillars in the Midwest very often around here. Do you? I mean,
no.
No, I mean,
but there's no purpose.
They said that's one. The house survived hurricanes because it was on.
And that's the only way it survived. And they move. It'll freak you out when you see a hurricane coming, or when you're in like the high wind and you look at a home kind of like leaning.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? But it's meant to do that. It will. You know, I'm not saying
otherwise. It wouldn't be there.
Right. Yeah. And I'm not saying it's like 40 degrees, you know, but it's moving like 1 to 3 degrees, you know, like, because it's meant now they kind of
90 degrees. You're in.
Well, 90
degrees over.
You get 180 degrees.
You're rebuilding.
Yeah. That's a demo.
Yeah.
That's what that's going on. But
now my kitchen's on the main floor.
Yeah.
But in Charleston, I bet you would see some of the, you can do what you want because, you're on pillars, so you can put the kitchen. It's already a hassle to get your refrigerator up there.
But it was just neat to see something, how they reconfigured the living spaces.
That's pretty cool. The plan says that, hey, this kitchen's moving totally. What are first things that you're looking for? What's the first part of the plan in there as far as the actual project? Like, what are you moving first?
Or where is plumbing going?
Plumbing is the first thing.
Oh yeah.
And
how do we get it there?
Gas and water.
Can we get it there?
Yeah.
Can we get things where we want to move them?
What would stop you from moving plumbing?
Every now and again you run into stuff. It just has to do with the structure.
A brick wall.
Yeah.
It's an interior wall.
Oh, that'll do.
I mean, you can still, it's only money.
I was just going to say, that's where I was going.
Get it there.
Just depends on how desperately you want it.
Right.
Well, at some point, if you're elbowing water, at some point, do you lose pressure?
Yeah, you do.
Right. We've all seen
you lose a little bit of pressure every elbow. Now, if you're running the right size of line, you're never going to have an issue.
Right. But you might. You can go on YouTube and see some crazy photos.
Oh, yeah.
People have gone kind of crazy with PEX tubing.
With the PEX and stuff, you don't necessarily have to. This guy in his pecs.
I know. He was like, oh, look at this. Hey, we're out of time for this segment. When we come back, let's finish up the moving the plumbing. This is Measure Twice. Welcome back to Measure Twice. I'm Rob Perugini, along with Chris Kramer from C. Kramer Interiors and Joel Graber from Graber Custom Remodeling. This is the show that helps you envision your home's potential when you're listening to us on Michiana's News Talk 95.3 MNC. We are brought to you by Leatherman Supply, where everything windows, doors, cabinets, and countertops, with the showroom now open in Granger next to C. Kramer Interiors and Hoosier Hardwood Floors. Michiana's trusted and valued experts on hardwood floors. You can visit them at HoosierHardwoodFloors.com. We're talking about reconfiguring and strange things. We've been talking about kind of like, sure, we've landed at the beach somehow.
Right.
But I can't help but think there are people that are taking their basements and making them apartments.
Oh, that happens all the time.
That is not, and so I imagine if I'm listening, I'm like, why would people make, do that all the time? It's not that big of a deal. And I'm like, it's probably a huge deal making an apartment out of your basement. I know you do it. Joel's looking at me like, no, I do this all the time.
I don't do that all the time, but I've seen it.
When you have that, there's a lot of reasons. Like, you can Airbnb, you can be renting out an apartment. Yep. You can have, I think a lot of times you have an in-law or a parent or something that you're bringing them into the house. Is it true that
sticking them in the basement?
Well, but if it's nice, there's all kinds of walkouts. It's barely being in the basement. But if you're in an actual basement, it is kind of gloomy.
you put in windows.
That's what I was thinking, right?
Yeah.
But first things first, is it true? I sound like Perry Mason.
Ooh.
Hey, Perry Mason was on HBO recently.
I just joking with you.
Not like I said, Gomer Pyle. Everybody's like,
how about Dragnet?
Dragnet, just the fact.
Did they make a movie of Dragnet recently?
Yeah. Well, not really.
Not
recently.
Recent.
We're talking like
while.
the '80s.
That was my favorite show growing up.
Dragnet? Huh?
Yeah.
Really? Not, but it was reruns when you were watching it.
No, it was not. It was original.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
No wonder he wears diapers.
Yeah. Wow, this episode brought to you by Depends.
Yeah.
We need Chris to stay
put. Most of the television programs that you all think are reruns were original when I was a kid.
I suppose. You had to be really young. Because it started in black and white. So
yeah, I love Dragnet.
Yeah.
the main character, I can't remember his name, but he's the monotone voice.
Just the facts, man. Ex-police officer. I can't think of his name.
Jack Lord? I can't remember.
I don't know. I thought that was the Hawaii 5-0 guy.
I think you're right. Yeah. You're right. I remember that when it was original, too. So anyway.
This is a show that helps you envision your home's potential and stroll down memory lane.
Yes, right.
And
then, I remember.
Hey, Hawaii 5-0 is a huge show on TV right now.
Is it the new one? I don't like the new one.
Yeah, but I mean, millions of people like it.
Yeah, I like the old one better. But
well, it's because of the hair. The guy with the hair. It could be 100 mile an hour wind. His hair
was a little bit more average back then than they are now.
A little bit more average.
Average. Like you and I average.
Oh, yeah. They look. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. You look
not
at
these supermodels that
are. No, you look at McGarrett and you're like, okay, I could see that guy holding his chest going, I can't chase this guy any farther. I could see that. Nowadays, it's like, no, you're right. They're all like crazy buff and everybody's beautiful.
Yes. Yep.
Nobody goes to the bathroom. That was my complaint with TV shows all the time. It's like, it's not real. They're like, that show's so real to life. And I was like, nope. Nobody's ever had to excuse themselves to go to the bathroom after they've been to a certain restaurant.
Yeah. It's like soap operas. They're all beautiful and rich.
Right.
I mean.
But then the argument is, well, nobody's interested in people who aren't that way.
That's true.
So there you go. I forget what we were going to talk about now. Oh, yeah. Living in the basement. Okay. That's where we are. I had a question. Is it true that you need a window in the basement if you're going to be there? Like you have to have a window.
You have to have an egress. You have to have a way to get out.
You have to have a way to get out. To the out, all the way to the outside or to the main living area?
No, outside. If you have a living space in the basement that does not have door or exterior exits, you have to.
So if you have a stairway that in the house that's open without a door to the basement, does that count? And you may not know the answer.
It won't be living space.
Yeah.
It won't count as living space when, like, if you're for resale.
Because you can't get all the way out.
A bedroom. It can't count. Like, you can't have a bedroom. You can have living space down there and, like a living room or whatever, you know.
But
a play area, whatever you want to do, you know. But you can't have, like, a bedroom is not going to count as, it's not just not going to count as a bedroom because you have to have.
Fire escape.
More than one way to get out of that space.
Gotcha.
In case of a fire.
Seems like that would be the biggest barrier to putting living space in your basement.
What?
Is the giant hole that you need to get out.
No, not anymore. I mean, that's done all the time.
But what does it mean? Does it mean it's a big window? Does it mean, like, does a window count? Does it have to have a door?
It's got to be a certain number of inches.
Yeah.
Big enough. The window has to be big enough.
Jeez.
We're going to pretend that we're just talking about windows now.
Yeah.
You have to be able to use the window to get out.
It's the sweet cream in his coffee, man. It just does something.
I know.
To him.
It's like changes the, you know, he's intoxicated with this. The train has run off the tracks, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear the tuna. We can't reel it in. So the window has to be big enough for, but it also has to be low enough to the floor, probably, right?
Yeah, it has to be a certain number of inches within the floor to the floor. Can't be over, I guess it can't be over a certain number of inches.
Right.
And then the space that you're, like, if you have to go out, that there has to be a certain amount of space
away from
into.
The window.
And then a way to get out of that.
So,
you can't have a well so high. Yeah.
you're just huddled in the well while the house burns down in front of you. But it has to be in the bedroom, right? It can't be like outside
bedroom,
the bedroom.
Yes.
Okay. That's where I was kind of going. So if you meet those criteria, then it counts. And
right.
I will tell you, as I sit here, if you're putting a bedroom down there, you want that.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't, like, that's not a place that you really should have that.
Well, even if it wasn't required, I'd still want it because I'd be in a box.
Yeah, right. That's what I was saying. It's like you kind of want it.
Yeah.
You don't want that dark space.
You don't want to feel like you're in the basement.
Right, exactly. That's where you come in, Chris. Mm-hmm. How do you make it then? If, let's say, Joel does a great job, he goes down there, does the Joel magic. How do you, what are things that you put into the design to dissipate that basement feel?
Well, the biggest thing is if you put the window in, you're golden because now you're getting natural sunlight that can come through. You don't feel like you're in a basement.
So right.
Then you would just decorate it however you wanted to.
Because it wouldn't matter. It
wouldn't matter because the worst thing is, how do you make a box without windows? How do you soften that? That's more complicated.
I feel like it would, you put a picture of the outdoors up.
Put a big light mural.
Yeah.
But does that work?
No.
Well,
no.
That's, no. What's, what do you do? You put mirrors in?
Maybe some mirrors, something that bounces light, lighter wall color so that it, things bounce and you get a little bit more brightness versus
still like it's, you're in a just, cave. Yeah.
But it still always feels cold and cold.
Right. It's hard. It's really like you can paint bright colors in your basement, maybe.
You could.
Higher ceiling.
Higher ceilings help if you can do it, but you can't always do it. Not always possible.
Yeah.
Because you can't, unless you want to go through the expense of raising your...
You can raise it. You can go lower with the basement. Either way, it's a lot of expense.
Yeah, because you can take the floor out and dig down.
To make room. I've known, make
more headroom.
You guys have talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a couple feet out.
I just can't. You better move out of your house.
Oh, yeah.
It's better to leave.
Just, I mean, it's that's not cheap.
No, you've got to chisel up the concrete. And
once you're doing that, I mean, and then finishing it.
You should go up.
You should move.
There he goes again. Get out of here.
Yeah, it's time for a new house.
But you could go up. You could actually go up. For similar cost, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
If you go up, I've never asked this, what kind of permission do you need to raise a roof?
Have you ever seen a house where they had where they put higher ceilings in the basement, but they kept the basement at the normal height? So now all of a sudden, you look at the house from the exterior and the foundation is 4 feet off the ground because they've allowed for the height of the basement.
Yeah.
Really? I'll probably notice it now. I've never
bizarre. Because all of a sudden now you've got this, you're looking at it going, whoa, 30 steps to get to the front door. No, I'm just kidding, not 30.
That's funny. When we come back, we'll tie this up in a little bow for you on whether you should maybe go up or do something different. This is Measure Twice. Welcome back to Measure Twice. I'm Rob Perugini, along with Joel Graber from Graber Custom Remodeling.
now I...
And Chris, you just sit right there. That's Chris Kramer you're listening to from Kramer, C. Kramer Interiors.
Kramer Custom Remodeling.
Yeah, I was almost ready to say that. C. Kramer Interiors, and you're listening to us on Michiana's News Talk 95.3 MNC, who are so proud of us.
Yeah.
Where was I now? Jeez, now I'm all like...
We're sponsored by...
We are sponsored by Leatherman Supply. I'm just running out of English here. Chris has got me flustered. How do I even go on from here?
I live for that moment.
Yeah, I know. It's like the Olympics for him. He's got a gold medal today.
Yep.
Leatherman Supply, everything, windows, countertops, doors, cabinets, and more. And a showroom right next to C. Kramer Interiors there. And we're also brought to you by Hoosier Hardwood Floors. Michiana's trusted and valued experts on hardwood floors. You can visit them at HoosierHardwoodFloors.com. They're not here with us off the air when Chris is trying to derail the rest of the show. Like, they're not here for that. they just hear the aftermath when we come in. Yeah, Chris. Okay.
Well, it's funny, when I pulled in this morning, there were so many cars in the parking lot. I thought, do we have guests that I didn't know about?
Wouldn't that be funny if we had like an army?
I was like, whoa.
A choir.
That's funny. That's what
each
we should
segment
do.
With a different person. It's like, whoa.
We could use an affirmation choir, like when we say something really cool, they can go like, "That's righteous," you know, like stuff like that. That would be cool. That'd be a nice little touch.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Can we get an amen? And they'll be like, "No, yeah. Nope, that's not amen worthy. Say something important, and we'll say, give you an amen." Be all judgy. We could get a choir sponsor, though. I mean, I think that would be fun. And this choir moment's brought to you by, you know, whatever.
That would be good.
It's a fast food chain, probably not. where were we? We were talking about the basement and the fact that you do need egress. That means a way all the way out of the bedroom.
Yes. Yep.
Not up to the upstairs, but like to the outside.
Egress is 30 feet tall. I can't get out of this.
Yeah. You have to have the ability to use it and get away from the house. So you can't go into one of those like stainless steel or aluminum. What do they make those? When they're outside of a basement, there's like a round.
Stainless, typically.
Stainless steel.
I've seen
galvanized.
Where they've used pavers.
Pavers, right. But you can't be trapped in a 12-foot.
You can climb pavers at least.
Yeah. You can probably figure it out. But.
You can scale those. I don't know.
And I would guess in a desperate situation, you could probably scale that corrugated metal.
I bet push comes to shove, you're going to figure a way.
Yeah. Yeah, you could probably could. Yeah.
Figure out who's a survivor.
That's true. I can jump pretty tall when I have to. You know, like get out of there. But you just avoid that and you do want it. But the basement is one of those spaces that if you don't have sunlight coming in, it's tough to remove the boxy feel, the close feel. And but my point was it takes money, right?
Yeah.
And then you can dig the floor out to make the ceilings higher. You were saying the foundations, you can look around and see where they didn't dig. They went
up. But
they went down a little bit, but not what you would typically go down.
And right.
So that pushes the whole house up.
The foundation of the house looks quite a bit out of proportion with the rest of the house.
And they did that at the build.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's where I was when we left it. It's like they built the house that way.
Correct.
They didn't go down. They kind of went down partway. Yeah.
Because they wanted to have that head height in the basement.
But why wouldn't you put siding? Can you not put siding out there?
Well, you could, but you're still walking upstairs to get
you
up
can't,
to it.
You it's can't.
Just, there's no
it.
Way of hiding the fact that it's only half of the basement is in ground, and then how is it a basement?
Yep.
Then, it's a duplex. Or a
triplex.
Sometimes I wonder if they do that for water tables.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, I think that would be in some areas that you're definitely, you can't go down.
You have no choice.
I don't know if Lake Michigan does that so much because they're kind of, it's bluffy.
I think, because they're up higher.
Yeah. But I think along some of the lowland lakes that we have around here, you run into the water table pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And then
there are certain areas in the county that are definitely, the water tables are higher.
Right. If you're near an ocean, you're not digging.
Yeah.
And you're, like we said, you're going to go on pillars. You're actually not digging at all. You're staying above ground.
Yeah.
Well, there were certain areas.
The basement would just fill up.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It'd be a indoor swimming pool.
Yeah.
Eventually, it would. Eventually. It's just the clock's ticking. That's why, you know, people are like, why didn't you stay there? It's like, well, because you own a house forever, but you don't own the land forever. Like, the ocean's coming. And it's okay, you know, but not for me. You know,
yeah.
I want to be inland a little, you know, but you in the basement, if you can, if it takes all that money to do that and it looks a little weird going up, we just talk about that all the time. It's like, well, put another floor in. It might be less. It might actually be less expensive or at the same price.
It just depends on what you're doing. Yeah, for sure.
I feel like the question I've always wanted to ask when we talk about that, and it popped into my head. So I know we're not really talking, but it fits. It's a reconfiguration. If you have a ranch style house, the rectangle, you know, how do you go up and make it look normal?
Oh, it can be done. I've seen it done.
Mm-hmm.
And you would not know after it was completed that it was a ranch to begin
right.
with.
Well, just give me a hint. Like, what are some of the things that you do to the outside so it doesn't look like
so weird.
You might do some roof line with like a front porch, some setbacks depending on like with your garage.
When you say setback, what do you mean?
So that you're staggering your walls a little bit, depending on like how you're running stuff.
Front has texture, like there'd be
some depth.
Depth is the word. Yeah.
There's different architectural. It depends on the look that you're trying for.
Mm-hmm.
But you can pretty much make any look that you want when you do that. Like,
mm-hmm. I mean, if you have just a basic rectangle, yeah, it's pretty easy.
It's sky's the limit.
It's actually harder if you don't, then I suppose.
Yeah, it can be a little more difficult. I mean, you might be locked into something.
I mean, if you're going through the expense of adding a second floor, you can redo the exterior of the original house to tie in, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've seen one where they took a standard 1960s ranch and turned it into a Mediterranean villa with water fountain in the front. And I mean, what you would not have ever known.
You might as well just build a new house.
Well, that's essentially what they ended up doing, but they took the ranch and built up from there.
Mediterranean villa.
You know what? Seriously, I'm not kidding. It looks like it's stuccoed.
And it was in Greece that you saw this?
Nope. Berrien Springs.
Huh. Mm. Interesting.
Beautiful.
Must stand out.
It's on acreage, so you don't see it.
But you don't want that. Well, I guess you want whatever you want, but imagine being like one of our neighbors and you're like, oh, that's beautiful, quaint. Whoa.
Yeah, that'd be stark.
Roman. Are those cherubs?
It's definitely not in a subdivision.
Right. Well, although we've all seen it. There's a subdivision that I've seen in Granger where there's a particular house that it's
out of place.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's like the Sesame Street song, you know, which one of these things is doing its own thing? It's like with a wading pool, like a wading pool. Like it's not a pool. It's like a waist high pool.
In the front?
In the side. With a fountain in the middle of it, but people hang out in it.
Mm. Really? It's
very strange. Very big house. I mean, this is not like a seven-figure house. But it's like a wading pool, huh?
Yeah. You
know, like, not a pool. You can still drown in this thing. You may as well go another few feet, swim a little. You know, I don't know. I'm just saying. Thanks for listening. This has been Measure Twice.
Podcasts by Federated Media.